August 2, 2025. Welcome to Christ Today. Heavenly Father, help us to be aware of all that we need to know and what we need to do as we stay faithful to you and as we are a watchman called to see what is around us and then act on it. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Have you ever spoken to a person only to find out that they were asleep? It seems lately there are many people who seem to be asleep. At least they are not aware of everything around them. And I think of in the book of Jonah. Jonah was sound asleep in the middle of a fierce storm. That was Jonah chapter 1. Well, these days, it seems like there are people who are also asleep, and they're just not paying any attention to the storm that is around them, and they don't want to wake up. So probably you have seen people like that, or even people walking around looking at their phone so intently that they are almost unaware of anything else that is going on around them. And we have to wonder how we will live in a world where nobody is paying attention to what is around them or what will be. It is like they are walking around in a dream where everything is good and warm and comfortable, and that's the dream state that they are in. Now, we all have a choice of if we live in a dreamland or if we live in the real world, and we have a choice. And sometimes the choices bring consequences that are not evident right at first. And somehow we have to look at the people around us and evaluate if they are asleep or if they are awake and how we interact with them. I think of artificial intelligence these days. It is making a lot of news channels. People want to talk about AI and what it means for our future. And I can only imagine that AI, or the people who direct us in the direction of AI, would prefer that most of the population was asleep and unaware. And in a way, that's what I see going on right now. We are headed to a time when people are only interested in what their specific interest is and not interested in all the things around them. Why not? Because it's just too complex. There's too many uncertainties and unknowns. They would rather be in a world where they know what is going to happen. And there is an amount of predictability with AI. So people might choose to live in an AI world. There are advertisements that I have seen lately about how you can get a bot for your own personal interaction. And I think about how the world is going. All over the world, there are people who want to have a relation with other people, and yet they're not satisfied with the complications that come with personal relationships. So they would rather have a relation with a bot that can be programmed and can respond just to your words and your needs. What a strange world we are headed into. And of course, I think of 2 Timothy 3:2, which predicts that in the last days, people will be, they'll be different, and they will be more than ever before what they have been, which includes being lovers of themselves. And we have warnings. We have warnings about all these things that will certainly come to pass. And I think that 2 Timothy 3:2 is a good example of the way things will be. People without love people who will just not have regular relationships. It's a time that certainly seems to be coming to the earth. And we have a situation in front of us where we get to seek and understand how we are going to interact with other people. How are we going to interact with God? Or how are we going to deal with a rapture situation? Where do we choose to be? In the midst of a relation with God or with other people or even with a personal bot? I don't know, but we can see the way the world is going. We can see how people are becoming more interested in themselves and less interested in what is around them. And the world seems to be going this way in a predictable pattern. And you could say that the Bible talks about it too. We have things in the world that are kind of troubling because they are hard things going on with rains and floods and people interactions that are difficult. We're having people that want to rule over other people. And this is all something going on in our world of natural disasters with hurricanes and tornadoes and a creek that rises 10 feet with all the rain that has happened overnight. There are floods in our streets that swallow up cars, that take the cars away, that enter homes and businesses. They wash things away completely. The floods are very destructive, and every area has their own situation where there can be heavy, high winds, or there can be fires, or there can be floods. There can be volcanoes and earthquakes. All these things are going on in the world. And we have people who are dying from this. And we have people who die from violence. When you look around, you can hear the reports of people that die by violence of other people. Guns, knives, and bombs. All these things are interfering with the good life of people. And it's killing people sometimes. So we do want to pray and ask God for mercy that we may be able to live and have time to spread the good news of the gospel. Well, we get surprises in life. And of course, the big surprise that we don't want to have is when we meet Jesus. Will he say we belong to him? Or will he say, depart, I never knew you? So this is a part of what we can do to ensure our future, not just say the words that we believe in Jesus, but live a life like we do believe in Jesus and we do what he wants us to do according to the Bible. Well, there are troubles in the world. I'm thinking about the captives that, you know, a couple of years ago, there were the Muslims who invaded Israel, and there are still captives from that time, roughly 2 years ago. 50 captives are still there. Now, half of them seem to be dead, and their bodies are just waiting to be returned, or really they're waiting to be ransomed and then returned. That's what Hamas has been doing. Giving the bodies back or the people back just a little at a time, and they still have captives, dead or alive. Well, there are situations that we just cannot imagine, but they really are going on, and they are troublesome. And often enough, trouble comes to people who are not very aware. And of course, part of that goes on in the world when you are living in a different reality. Sometime the real reality comes along and clobbers you. It's a human condition. That's what goes on all the time in the world, and somehow we have to stay alert and aware of the dangers that could suddenly come upon us. We want people to have their eyes open. We want our eyes to be opened. And a part of that is knowing the truth of the Bible and the system that is developing right now. There is a system developing right now. It's the beast system with the mark of the beast. It is developing all around us. We see needing a mark or a card or something to buy or sell or to get into a government facility, which might be Social Security, it might be something else. But when you need a card or a special identification to get into what used to be normal, we can see that a system is coming along. And we know what it will be because the Bible tells us. We just don't know at what stage it is on right now. It is developing. That is, the beast system is developing. In a way it's fast, in a way it's slow, but it surely is moving steadily towards a beast system where we need a mark to buy or sell. And I think about what is going on, how are we going to interact with other people when that happens? How are we going to interact with a system that requires us to take a mark? Well, I think a part of what we do is pray and ask for guidance and answers, and then we live sensibly according to what is going on and what the problems just might be, so that we can avoid the problems. And that, of course, makes me think of having a few things on hand for the just in case. Water, food, and warmth. Now, you can look at it in a little different way because it's always a little different for everyone. How much water? How much food? How much warm clothes or supplies would we even need? I don't think anybody knows the answer, but we do something and we seek to live free within the will of God. There are things going on which just make this system develop and develop. There is smart technology, there are drones, there are robots, and robots that interact with humans. And it's all in the Bible. It's talked about not so that it's so defined, but when you look at what it means, we can get a pretty good idea of what is coming. Our future is going to be a little bit tricky, so let us figure out how we can live through it and survive so that we can preach the good news of the gospel and stay alive while we do it. People have imaginations these days, and so often it seems I meet people that want to live in the imagining that they have and not the reality. And of course, we all have different ideas of what those imaginings and what those realities are, but we really depend on the reality that is in the Bible, and then we see what the Bible tells us is coming, and then we learn how to live within what is coming. The real world can be quite a challenge. Oh, and so can the political world, or the kinetic world, where there are things going on that are wars and terrorism and rumors of war and terrorism. All these things are going on, and they may or may not affect your life, but it's going to affect somebody, and somehow we have to get through a time such as this. As we live in this world, we still seek a relation with God and a relation with other people, and not just a bot that talks to us. So we have a world situation where it is moving towards a synthetic artificial intelligence system. And on top of that, we have conditions in the world that have caused births to decrease. There are getting to be fewer and fewer people on the planet. And we can talk about why that is. Some people will say it's because they don't want to have the responsibility of being a parent. And other people say that it's because of the medicine, or let's call it the vaccines, that they say are reducing fertility. And so, of course, birth rates are dropping. And even the sustainability of a population, that birth rate is dropping too. And I think of 2 Timothy 3:2, where the Bible tells us the principle of how things are going to happen. So we get the principle, and we have to figure out what it means in our life. And certainly we have questions, but we also have answers that we can understand if we dwell on the words of the Bible. I think about that population reduction, and I think of Bill Gates, who promoted vaccines all over the world. And somehow there are indicators that this or that, whether it's environmental or medical, that there are things that are decreasing the human fertility rate. And so we have to think, what would it be like if we had a world without children? Pretty tough, hard to imagine. But it just might happen, and we have had so many decades of hearing that vaccines are safe and effective. And I wonder, do we believe them? Do we just keep putting substances into our bodies and our children's bodies? Well, there are a lot of people who are recognizing that there are questions with the medical things that we are doing. And just vaccines are just one of the areas. But there have been statistics that have been shown that our population is having more immune diseases, and that would also be more autism. And so we have to search for an answer of why that can be. And we can see on the charts that there was a big change when vaccines were required on our children. So it's a good thing to look at. At least look at it and maybe figure out how you can live without taking vaccines. I know that Pfizer has had their own data that they have put out to show that since the COVID-19 vaccine, there have been a doubling and tripling or more of things like miscarriages and birth defects and infertility. Of course, you will have to look that up for yourself, because while the numbers are there, it still is something which we have to see if it needs interpretation, or even if we even believe it. And I think there's indicators that say it's going on, but don't you have to look for yourself? Isn't that wisdom? So that you can decide if it's a good risk for you and your children, if you're going to have more of a family line that continues or not. It's a question, and while we don't know the whole answer, we do have some obvious information, and everyone needs to make their own decisions on it. As we see friends and family, I just was thinking about my friends and my family who have had damage from vaccines. They have received government money, too, because of the documented damage from vaccines. And it's something which we still have big arguments about, arguments, or should I call them discussions? discussions with the health professionals, including the doctors. Now we have questions about what the real truth is and what we should do about it. And I surely think every one of us ought to look and try to understand what situations may well be coming about. All the situations. Now, some of them are just about ordinary living, what we eat, what we drink, what we put into our body. Or if there will be a crisis around us, will there be fires and floods and famines all around us? What about food shortages or fuel shortages? What about the scarcity of clean water? See, all these things are going on in our world, and perhaps your life is just fine right now, and if that's you, I'm glad for you. But there are also plenty of people who have damages from the situations around the world. And I don't just mean vaccine damages. I mean trouble in getting enough to eat or drink or the electricity that you want or need. There are lots of things that are affecting life in the world around us. And while we can say it's just a situation, we can also make an argument that it is a physical attack on people and on our infrastructure. And that would be done by the god of this world, which is Satan. So we do have attacks on things like water, food, and warmth, and electricity, or even our sense of community. All these things are going on, and there are people who say, well, it's a natural event. It is not anything that is a spiritual or demonic attack. So you get to figure that one out. And wouldn't it be a little simpler if you understand that evil was evil, and it works it on any level that it can to weaken and attack every person that there is? So we think about what could be coming. Think about it. It can be different for every one of us, but we want to think about it so that we can prepare for the just in case. I think of books that show knowledge and talk about physical things or spiritual things. And of course, it's good to read books so that we have more understanding how to deal with the troubles that there are. As our world is getting into a time of stress, why, you could even say that there are parts of our world that are effectively turning upside down. They are so much chaos around us. And indeed there are. There are parts of our world that is turning into chaos, and parts of our world that is just going along in a normal and natural good way. So let's have a look and see what we can do to be prepared if things turn difficult. Yes, I think of the places that I've been, lots of places, North and South America, Africa, Asia. I've been to a lot of places, and I've seen trouble. I've seen people give testimony about what they have been through. Sometimes it's terrorism, sometimes it's a stupid decision in life, and sometimes it's just people around them who did not understand the effects of what they would do, that it could harm them so very much. It's the world we live in. We live in a wonderful world, but there are dangers. And so we have to be careful of the simple and ordinary dangers, as well as the ones that we don't think will affect us, because they surely could. There are lots of conversations that I have had with people, often or almost always through interpreters, when I've traveled to other countries, other continents, and then you hear the personal stories about the difficulties someone has been through. Sometimes they're really big events, and sometimes it happens to the young medium, or the old, and you just never know what happens, but you know you don't want it to happen to you because it's a great big trouble when it happens. And so you do things that will protect you, protect your life, protect the life of your loved ones. And certainly often it is not perfect, but we do something that helps us to get through a time of trouble. I think of the accounts I've heard, all over the place. Like I said, Africa, South America, Asia. There are a lot of people who've had lots of troubles that you just would not believe. Threats of violence or actual violence happening to people, including death and suffering. So there's lots of people in lots of cultures that have had troubles, and we don't want that to happen to us. And yet we get more and more people around us who are familiar with deaths and dismemberment or just all sorts of things that you would never want to happen to anybody you knew. But they're familiar with it because it's happened to the people that they have loved, that they have been close to. And so we get to know that these things have gone on in other lands, and they can happen to us too. We might even be on a lovely island that looks so good. I think of the people who are from Cuba, a beautiful island, but there was a social and a socialism and a communist way that for decades Castro and then his brother have hated capitalists. And so they worked to take over a system and an island, and people suffered. Now, America also has plenty of problems. It's just that these ones have been obvious to us and what we understand. The ones in other countries where you literally see people going to prisons or being abused, let's put it that way. And sometimes it's because of their belief system. Sometimes it's because of their skin color or because they were in the wrong place at the wrong time. And suddenly something happens. So we get to be glad that we have the wonderful freedoms that we have in America. America is a wonderful, beautiful place. Now it still has violence. It still has prejudice. It still has accidents. But those happen all over the world. And we can be very thankful that it is not worse than it is here in America, or for that matter, in the rest of the world. We have lots of people who have come here from other countries, from other continents, and they are very familiar with a kind of abuse that takes place. So we want to be sure that they do not make that abuse happen in America. It's a part of the system we live in. And somehow we want to make sure that freedom is what dominates America. We have a justice system. We have a court system, we have a police system, and a military system. And all these things work to keep us free. And so, we want to preserve the system. And we want to keep people as dedicated Americans who know the fundamental principles of our American Republic. We want to eliminate violence from life that any of these people are feeling. And we want to fix the trouble that is going on. Sometime we can, and sometime we can't. We have a wonderful system of law enforcement and courts, and even prison is wonderful. But it is not what people either want or expect. So we are dealing with getting things to work when people don't want it to work. Of course, some do. Some do, some don't. And we get to live with all the complexities that there are in life as we promote the goodness of God and the goodness of our republic and our way of life. It's a part of what we do because we have such a blessed land with prosperity and freedom and abundance. It's remarkable compared to the rest of the world, where in much of the world there is violence and shortages, and somehow we want them to stay out of the United States, but we are bringing lots of people into the United States who are familiar with shortages and violence. So we'll just have to see what we see when everything happens. We might have a difficult time when cultures clash. Our culture and the new culture that is coming into this country, especially if the people who are coming into this country have never experienced freedom like we have in America. We have so much abundance and benefits, and somehow we have people that simply expect us to provide for them whatever it is that they want. And that's a normal human condition, because we all want to be provided with what we want, either in this life or in the next. I mean, you just think about what we pray for or what we expect when we are raptured off the world into the heavenly place. We have an idea of what we want, and we have to just make sure that whatever it is lines up with what God wants. And that's what we are concerned with, what God wants and how we can live that way. Now, people, of course, are concerned with the people around them, which means their friends and family, especially their children, and how can they provide for those children. We all do it a little different, don't we? And so we know that in part of our life where you want to be generous and give to people, and another part of life we want to say, what, you're not going to work? No work, no food. That's the way the Bible tells us. So we have situations, and we have to seek godly understanding as we read our Bible and understand what is godly to present and provide. There are a lot of bad people in the world, and sure, it's not a big percentage, but there are people who are violent and really do want to overthrow our society and our government because they don't like it. To them, it's evil, and they want America to disappear. They even want to hurt and kill Americans. Now, it's not a lot, but even if it's 0.5%, that gets to be a lot of people. When you think of 0.5% of how many? Are there 30 million newcomers to our country who are not yet adapted to our way of life? Are you talking about a few million people then? Or are you talking about 100,000 people? Look, it all depends on what your understanding is of how many people have come to America and how many among them are, well, I'll call them radicals, or you could call them terrorist kind of people, because there are a small percentage of people who want to change America. They want to destroy our government and our way of life. And sure, if you're talking about 0.5%, it's not that many people, but what, are you talking about 1 million? Are you talking about 100,000 people? However you look at it, it's not a small number if you consider that they are radical and violent people who want to overthrow and change what America is. So it's something which, again, we have to be aware. And I just talked about awareness earlier. We have people who don't want to be aware. They want to live in a dreamland. And that's something which each one of us has to determine how we are going to live. Is it going to be in a dream, a world of fantasy? There have been people who only want to live in their own world of fantasy, and that's all their mind will comprehend, a fantasy world. Now, there's not many people like that, but there are a few, just like there's not very many violent extreme terrorists, but there are a few, and the ones that there are, in a sense, quite dangerous. So we have to think about how we are going to deal with dangerous people who want to destroy America's way of life. Plenty of them want to even destroy Americans. Not just the country, but the people, because we obviously have a poison inside of us that works on capitalism, and they see it as very unfriendly. Well, it has its own characteristics, just like socialism does, and communism does, and totalitarianism. Everything has its own way of existing. And we know that it is not always easy and comfortable, whatever it is. But we have a choice to deal with what is a part of this system of America. Or do you want to move to another country? There have been quite a few people who've moved out of America, not just a few, and they say, well, I want to live in a better country. Okay, good. Good, good. Make it better. And make America better the way you understand it, and we will have a discussion or even an argument of what makes sense as to how we live. Will we be trusting our neighbors? Or will we impose a way of life upon our neighbors? It's always a question. And what should we do about America when America has a system of watching after us? I think of NSA, National Security Agency. They have a system of watching after every American to make sure that we are not going to be violent against our government. It's a part of the government. It's a part of what a legal government will do. Will the people support the American system, or will they want to see a change that brings in radicalism, something that is a big change? Well, we all have an understanding, and we all try to understand what we want to see in the future, whether it's a dependable country that has clean water and clean food and electricity and fuel. It's all a little bit different. What is the American way? Is it prosperity or dependability? Because all these things are still subject to being attacked, and for us to lose our stable situation in life. You think about the people who we hear about, they're conspirators, they're criminals, they're gang people, and they're just plain evil people too. All of this, and many of them want to harm America. And if that happens, people are going to be in a time of difficulty. People are going to also die, because without what is normal and for us to be a part of, you know, things are going to happen and people are going to suffer. A part of that is illness and death and even violence. All these things happen if we cannot maintain our system. So let's do what we can do to stay alert and prepared for the things that are right in front of us. I mean, they are right in front of us. And what are we going to do? Are we Americans going to believe in a fantasy system, or are we going to understand the reality of life and what can be provided as we work and go through life, as we save up and buy what we want to buy, because we have the freedom to do that. And we also have the responsibility toward God and towards our neighbor to be, I would say, decent people. And you could say it, good people. It depends on what you're calling good or decent. But we want to be good neighbors and good people and provide things that are right in the eyes of God. And that takes a little bit of study, to know what the Bible says and then to do it. And maybe nothing will happen. Maybe we will continue with water, food, and warmth, and gasoline, electricity, and there will be no problem. That's what we want, but we know that anything can happen when there is so much controversy going on in the world. It's easy to see that there could be a problem develop. So let us seek to do good things in our world and provide for other people in a loving way, which still requires them to do their part in a Christ-honoring philosophy, which is talked about in the Bible. Sometime I wonder how stable our money system is, because we have things that are working to show that the stable coins and the cryptocurrency are all going to be something that comes together, well, soon enough. Look, it's all happening right now. But with all the things that are going on within our system, we see every individual and every government wanting to spend more money than they have. They want to live beyond their means. And that is a pattern that is going on everywhere in the world. In America, it happens with our government. In America, it happens with our corporations and with every person. We all seem to spend more than we can afford. So what is that going to mean it happens? We know that people will go bankrupt. Governments and corporations will go bankrupt. When you spend more than you have, that is the natural effect of spending more than you earn. So we know what will happen. We just don't know when, and we don't know how severe the consequences will be. But I look at this as having a dependable course, which all the big money people, or all the people who follow finance or follow government or follow systems, they know that spending more money than you have is going to cause a collapse at some point in the future. And that makes me concerned about what the next step will be. Will all of us owe money, more money than we have? Will our government be taken over by the bankers who are owed the money? It seems pretty likely that that's what will happen. Our governments will take over, and the money interests will sell the assets that there used to be, whether it's lumber, fresh water, timber, anything to do with trees, anything to do with metals, or what the farm crops are that we grow, wheat, rice, any of the other ones, sorghum, sunflowers, or anything. Well, they take over our production and sell it to pay off the debt. That's what usually happens when people owe money to the bank and the people cannot pay it back. The bank takes over your money. They take over your assets. They take over everything. And with our system right now of governance where everybody owes money, we can only guess what will happen with everybody. Will we all get in debt so much that we cannot repay the loans? And yes, it's looking just like that. So what do you think will happen? Well, it reminds me of the European, the World Economic Fund, who talks about you will own nothing and be happy. That's what they presented for a few years. And perhaps that is where this will all go, where we get charged rent for anything that we want. Do you want a car? Do you want a bicycle? Do you want to buy food? Well, you're going to have to pay for what it takes to get it. And there might be a user fee. There might be a environmental fee if you're going to buy who knows what, meat or something that is specialized, like chocolate or coffee. Maybe those will have extra taxes. It's something that has happened in the past, but not as seriously as what is shaping up to happen right now. Right now, we have a system that is going in that direction, and we have seen the supports for it with international law and national law. And so we know what's likely when the governments of the world default and when the corporations and people default on the money they owe. It's a guess that what will happen will become a new system of economy. Well, it could be communism, it could be socialism, or it could be something that we've never seen before. But that is the direction that our overspending is bringing us into. So often we just take our lives for granted that everything is going to continue, but we know that it's not likely that everything will continue. Even though we believe it will, it just seldom happens like that. There are changes. There are big changes. There is disruption. And somehow we have to get through them, and I think we can do that easier with a little savings of water, food, and warmth. Supplies, yes, and a church group or a community that knows each other. It might be the block of people that you are on. It might be people who have a car enthusiasm or anything. Whatever, if you find a group of people that are similar, it might help you to get through a hard time all the better. We have a situation with China right now where there are Chinese workers that have gone all around the world and they do projects. The projects have used faulty steel and faulty concrete. And so what they are doing is falling apart in other countries. And I think of the projects that are going on in China right now where the dams are failing. I think of Afghanistan where what they have gotten from China is falling apart. And they're not the only country. There's Cambodia that's having problems. There have been other countries in Southeast Asia that have had products fail that they have gotten from China. It's all having a twist and a turn that we do not understand. But we know that there is dissatisfaction and even anger going on around the world. And we can only guess where that will bring. Will the anger spread to every country of the world? It did right once when there was that Arab Spring a few years ago, and now there is dissatisfaction among people here in the USA. People who, Black Lives Matter was one. And there are people who are not getting the income that they expected, not even on Social Security. Sure, it was paid into, and the Social Security has been paid back as people retire, but the money does not buy what it used to buy, and so people are suffering. As America strives to be a good and godly, moral country with prosperity, but there are failures going on, and we can only guess what will come along next. There are a lot of people who see that America is Babylon the Great, and therefore what Revelation chapter 18 describes will happen to America, where there will be failures and people crying, and even the owls will cry out, and they will eat the rotting corpses. That's Revelation chapter 18, when Babylon the Great fails. It's something which we have an idea of what will happen, but we don't know what really and truly will happen. It's just that we get these indicators from the Bible that talks about how difficult things are going to be in the future. So we get to examine what is likely, and then we get to prepare for it so that we get to make it through a time of difficulty. And then we get to preach or talk about the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ that is in the Bible. Now, we have times that are described as being easy and times to come that are described as being quite difficult, and they have patterns that repeat. The thing about the times in which we live is that there is uncertainty, and uncertainty means that we have to be more careful with whatever we're doing and what our plans are. Things can happen that are big surprises and small surprises, and the idea is to be prepared for whatever happens. And we know the times that are coming are going to be quite challenging, so that is why we want to make sure that we have some things on hand that will help us survive whatever it is. Lately there have been fires and floods and earthquakes and wars, just like the Bible tells us. So those could just come along, and they could be gentle or they could be severe. And the whole thing that we want to do is have us survive with our loved ones, with our neighbors and friends and our church family. And so to have some extra things on hand that we can give to people is always a good idea. And that's the thing that we all have to make the determination about. What are we going to have on hand? Are we going to have our water filter, our food that is for giving away, or even for our own sustenance? Calories, carbohydrates, proteins, we need them all. Multivitamins are a good idea. And somehow it takes a process to figure out what it is that we actually want to have on hand and put away for ourselves, our family, and our friends. It's something that takes a little bit of study, but after we study it, we really do have a good idea of what we want to do after we figure out how much money there is to spend. Never enough, I'm sure, but it's something we still have to know, what our budget can be used for as preparations. Well, God gives us wisdom when we pray, and I hope that we do all pray and ask God to guide us for the future, whatever it may be. Jesus loves us, and we love Jesus. So let's remember to live in a way that shows our love for Jesus and our neighbor. That's what we're commanded to do. And we know things will have trials and troubles in life because that's how life goes and because our Bible tells us about that in John, the book of John. We have things which we want to be prepared for, whether they are normal troubles or great big troubles. And somehow, it takes a little bit of looking to try to figure out what it is that we want to prepare for. We will do it the best if we study the matter and then determine what we can put towards our preparations. Always good to do. Pray and then think, plan, and do. You can go to any past broadcast and listen by going to www.christtoday.org. The preparedness paper that I have is intended to help you think about what there could be going on and what things you might want to have for the just in case. Everybody has a different idea, but I hope that my preparedness paper will give you some ideas to see if you want to look at, well, food or shelter or car parts or clothing. Everybody has a different idea, and somehow you get to figure out what your needs are. You can always write me for a copy of my free preparedness page at John Stephenson, P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California, 95927. God bless you.